The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify for me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If I tried to paint a picture of what a shepherd in Jesus' time would have looked like, it would surprise you. It was a rough job. It was dirty, and it was dangerous, and sometimes nasty, because they were responsible for the value of the sheep. I read that somewhere. Should they lose any sheep to either the predators or poachers, they would have to replace it. And so the shepherds needed to be sharp and alert at all times where the sheep are. They needed also to be strong and courageous to fight off intruders and to care for the sheep's needs and protect them and cure their wounds and care for their young. It was a rough job. And the typical characteristic of the sheep, though, is that they know not what they do. I don't know how to describe this. In one moment, they may be just grazing and you kind of relax because they are grazing. And on another moment, they are all on a line on the edge of a cliff and they will not stop. They will continue. And so the sheep have to keep eyes all the time. There's no time to have a nap or anything. You just keep watching, otherwise you will lose them. Obviously, Jesus was looking at people around him as the lost sheep of Israel. And he had come to tend this flock of the lost sheep of Israel. And so, now as if all this task wasn't hard enough, we see these Jewish authorities gathering around him and asking if he was truly the Messiah, and assisting and demanding, "How long will you keep us in suspense? Tell us, are you the Messiah?" So they thought that Jesus' miracles needed to be stopped because they didn't want to lose their temple and their nation to the Romans. Of course, is Jesus, this rabbi, is making miracles around there, so they are going to have to take all the temple and their nation just because there was this just rabbi preaching around there. I don't know what was going on in their minds. But here's the thing. How fascinating that often in our own lives, we try to seek our own solutions in our own way. And in the meantime, we miss God's solution right in front of us. We are absolutely not patient people. If you remember what it was like during the pandemic, when is this going to end? What is going to happen? I don't like this, the mask. I don't like this. And do you know how impatient we were? I was. We said a lot of things, didn't you? We did. We were very impatient people. Now, Jesus, the great shepherd, could see how skewed their vision was and told them again that his mission is to tend the lost sheep of Israel. As a matter of fact, he was telling them, I am the solution here. What are you looking for? I am the solution here. But many of them could not understand it. And Jesus said to them, you don't hear my voice because you are not sheep of my flock. So our lesson today is that true believers will know and follow Jesus, the great shepherd, and are given abundant life. So I would go around and wonder, why did it happen on the Feast of Dedication? Because the Feast of Dedication is this time when the Jews remember the time when they had to cleanse the temple and reconsecrate it, because there was this emperor in their past called Antiochus Epiphanes, who was very, very bad. He went in and brought in a lot of bad stuff. So that day they had to remember to cleanse the temple, to rededicate it back to God. So it's a good remembrance. And I wonder if Jesus was giving them a hint that he is the cleansing element, actually, that was coming to cleanse the temple and also the solution to Israel's dilemma. Now, his words leave us with no doubt, because Jesus says the reason they don't believe is because they don't belong to his flock. So what else needed to be said? I mean, they said, tell us plainly. He's telling them, but they are not understanding it. Now, our culture tells us, follow your heart. That's the road to success. Haven't you heard that? People telling you, no, follow your heart. That's the road to success. You're going to succeed. But in the process, we may be listening to our own desires instead of listening to Jesus' voice. And remember, the sheep does not always know what is best for them. But in our case, of course we know what's the best for us. Isn't it? Haven't you hear it? Especially in the mouth of teenagers. And we say, who are you to tell me what to do? And often enough, there is no thinking involved. All we need and all we want is instant gratification. We don't think about the thin print. Isn't that what we call about? The thin print that, you know, like, okay, you want instant gratification. There are consequences attached to it. So we don't always look at that. And that's a danger zone for a Christian believer. And true believers should be prudent. They will seek to listen to the voice of the great shepherd. If one of us insists to go his or her own way, we shouldn't abandon them, because Jesus did not abandon anyone. We should always follow and ask questions and reason, because we need to be this one big flock of Jesus Christ that he really went to the cross for, to redeem. And I kind of understood why Jesus was always telling us about the mutual knowing and loving between the Father and the Son. And now he's explaining to us, I am the great shepherd, and you, the sheep, we know each other. I have to live in you, and you have to live in me. And that simulation is the same simulation as the Father and the Son. And he's telling us, you know what? The sheep will always listen to the shepherd's voice. And you can Google it, actually. And you can find out that another person, I don't know a thing about the sheep. But the shepherds, the real shepherd, when they come into the field and they start to call them, the sheep will come very quickly. But me, if I would come and say, saying the same words, they will not come. Because it's not the voice. And Jesus had a great point there, that true believers, no matter what is being said to you, whatever in the news or whatever is being said to you, you know, you will know this is from God and this is not from God. You will know because you are true believers. There is something that God has placed in you, in your heart, for you to be able to listen when Jesus speaks. When words are being spoken, are they drumming for war? Are they drumming for peace? You will understand because you are the believer. So true believers will hear about Jesus' words and deeds, and they will believe. So the question for you today is, do you believe? Do you believe? And that question was also for disciples. Do you believe? So I cannot imagine the world of fear the Jewish authority lived in. Are you the Messiah? Are you coming to save us? The Romans are on Antonov's back. What are we going to do? What are we going to do here? They're all living in fear, always thinking the worst, having no hope for the future, no life, no peace. No wonder the great shepherd tells us that life can only found in him. And as our brother sang the Psalm 23 beautifully, he sang, "He revives our soul. He revives our soul." There's so many depression going around us and things going around us. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. I will be with you all the time through your suffering. I will be with you. So we read that because it comforts us. It encourages us. So with God's light, I will end saying, true believers will recognize and listen to Jesus' voice. So come, Lord Jesus, prepare us to recognize and listen to your voice. Amen.